Well, go baby, 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 baby, won't you come out tonight? Well, baby, won't you?
Hey everyone, welcome to Star Trek. Nope, this is Excellent Adventure.
Did you do that on purpose?
No.
Whoa.
Hey everyone, welcome to Matt and Dory's Excellent Adventure in Space. I'm Matt.
I'm Dory.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, Captain Matt.
Hi. How are you?
You know, I'm fine. What year is it?
I'm the ranking officer. Oh, it's 2020.
You sure?
Yeah, I just have a starship. It's pretty cool.
Okay. Gotcha.
Talk about Star Trek on it in the hallways. Everyone looks at us weird.
Huh.
Anyway, good Sunday unto you.
And to you.
Good Sunday unto all.
Wow.
Huzzah. Hello.
Hello.
So, you know, just your typical Sunday here at the Shapiro house. Yep. Lots to do, lots to discuss. What day is it?
It's Sunday, as you just said.
It's the 25th.
It's the 25th.
My brain was like, did we talk about our anniversary? I'm like, well, that had to be a long time ago.
That was 2 weeks ago.
You know, it only feels like 1 week ago.
Whoa.
You know, that's just how recent it feels.
Wow.
Because it was such an adventure, you know?
It was.
So many clues.
With the scavenger hunt.
Yep. Let's see. What's doing here? What's happening here? Hello.
Henry turned 18 months yesterday.
He did it, everyone. He made it. 18 months.
He's a real toddler.
Really interesting that there's only... It feels like there's been way more than 18 months with him.
Really?
Yes. If you ask me how many months we've had Henry, I'd be like, 100. It's been 100 months.
It is weird to look at old pictures of him.
Well, you know, a lot of...
Because, like, we kind of look the same, but he looks very different.
Well, it's kind of like that's how puppies are, you know?
Yep.
You look different. You look different every day, and then all of a sudden you're, like, the same for 10 years.
Yep.
So Henry will look the same starting next week for 10 years.
Because he's a puppy.
He's like Benjamin Button, the baby. Yeah, 18 months. Very particular about all of the things.
And he has a lot of strong opinions.
He really does. Aggressive opinions sometimes. Really, really bit of... I felt like he took a chunk out of my nose.
He does like to bite your nose.
Oh my God. He really just like chomped down. He just went, dee-da, ha.
He has very sharp little chompers,
yes,
too.
He does. Yeah, what's happening here? What's going on? What's going on with you, Dory? What'd you do all week while I worked and slept?
I worked.
That's essentially all I did was work and sleep.
I mean, I worked.
Yeah, you got your pumping out that book, you know, finishing that up.
You got podcast stuff.
You got the pod empire going.
Yep, the pod pyre.
Yep.
And I mean, that's kind of it. Yeah. I had a Zoom with some of my mom friends on Wednesday night.
I remember that because I went to bed early.
Yeah.
During your Zoom.
Yeah, which was at like 8:30.
Yeah.
It's weird because, like, you know, we were all in a parent and mommy and me class till our kids were... Well, I was in the class till Henry was probably about 10 months, 9 or 10 months. And then we saw each other a bunch of times... Maybe, no, he was younger. He was like 8 months. But we saw each other a bunch of times like before lockdown.
Yeah.
But we haven't really seen each other. And it's just weird to think about, like, if the pandemic hadn't happened, I probably would be seeing these moms and their kids like all the time.
Yeah. And could you imagine how many birthday parties I would have had to go to?
We did get to skip a lot of birthday parties because lockdown happened right before all the...
Oh, yeah.
All of Henry's friends started turning one because all of
Nailed
his friends'
it.
Birthdays are from like March to May.
And I kind of hope that this like sort of society reevaluates their sort of overvaluing of a child's single birthday party.
Mm.
You know, parties mm-hmm. are fine. Like, small get-togethers are fine, but I don't need to go somewhere for a child's very young birthday where there's like a live band and a tent and et cetera's.
Are you speaking from experience?
It just seems unnecessary.
I agree. I mean,
especially now that you can do everything on Zoom. And I mean everything, right, Jeffrey Toobin? Topical humor.
Good one, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, so, you know, it's like, it's nice to be able to check in with them just to like see how everyone's doing and how everyone's kids are. But
yeah, and how everyone's birthday parties would have been.
Mm-hmm,
you yeah. should be like, we were actually going to rent helicopters for Henry's first birthday. And all the kids would get to pilot their own helicopter.
Yep. That's exactly what we were going to do.
Just make up some extravagant thing.
Outlandish.
Yes. And then be like, oh, we're so bummed. We had flown in all of the Great British Bake Off winners to bake showstopper cakes.
We have started taking him to playgrounds. I think we mentioned that before. I took him to a new... Well, actually, no. He had been to that playground once. I took him to the playground that we went to over Thanksgiving with my sister and her family. Like the one by Larchmont.
Oh, yeah. Van Ness and Beverly.
Yeah. I took him there yesterday. And they have some pretty tall slides there, and he was like,
"They do have pretty slides." I mean, I remember watching our nephew Sam head down those slides.
Well, Henry went down those slides yesterday.
Well, that is an extraordinarily large slide.
I know, but he was like, he went down over and over again, and like
head first each time.
No, he goes down. He now goes down on his stomach, feet first.
On his stomach, feet first. So he just slides down it backwards, essentially.
Correct, yes.
All right. I suppose it's not, I mean, look, it's not much less scary if you're not looking down, you know? You're just looking at where you were as opposed to where you're going.
Yeah, I mean,
you should really let the past be the past, but...
I don't want him to go down head first.
I think that would be fine, too.
You do?
Yes.
Well, he goes down feet first now.
All right.
But... He just, I mean, again and again, he was going. And like every time he'd get to the bottom, he'd be like, he had the biggest grin on his face.
It's good. But imagine how
thrill seeker.
Diseases he could get from those slides besides COVID.
Yeah. Well, he did get a stomach bug.
He did. From the meatballs. I don't care what everyone else says. I think he got it from meatballs.
Matt thinks he got food poisoning. The doctor said he had a bug.
I don't think he got food poisoning. I just think he just like, it didn't agree with his tummy.
Mm.
Whatever the ingredient was, you know?
I mean, he's had them before with no consequences.
Like, if you sometimes, like, you know, sometimes if I eat, like, too much cheese, like, oh, I don't feel so good.
Hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
That's what I think happened to Henry.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Let's see. I got him. I got up with him yesterday and today. This morning, I tried to get him to enjoy some Muppet Christmas Carol.
How'd that go?
He just was like, he watched the same 10 seconds over and over again because he kept hitting the button to go back 10 seconds. So he just watched the rat puppets close up Scrooge's shop for the night.
Like 1,000 times.
Yeah. And then what else did we do? Took out all of his toys, as one does. He was very excited about his Legos today. And then we tried a little Sesame Street. He's weird. He doesn't like... he just likes the same things over and over again.
I wonder where you got that from.
Shut up. Oh, you know, he did hold a little bit of attention for, I was on HBO Max and they have the, like a very extensive Looney Tunes collection.
Oh.
I showed him, the Bugs Bunny baseball one from 1944. And he was kind of into that.
A lot of the Looney Tunes stuff is very violent.
I think the baseball Bugs one's pretty, you know.
Benign?
Yeah.
All right.
He's playing baseball.
Okay.
Gets a bunch of a bunch of guys, a bunch of bullies.
Hmm.
Anyway, so yes.
How was your work week?
How was my work week? I'm trying to remember this week. Oh my God, what happened? It was a busy week because it's like, you know, usually the second episode of the 3-episode block is the busiest for me because it's lunches are like taken up by like table reads and stuff. And then this week I had like a production meeting during one of them, and then I had to do it. There was a tone meeting. Or two versions of the script came out, so I had to reread, and then it's hard to also like get your head into a different script while you're making a script.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see. Next week is we'll shoot it, and then I got to assume there's got to be a table read next week. I mean, we could table during the hiatus, but yeah, I don't know. I just get like tired of like the lunches disappearing to like other stuff.
Yeah, that's hard.
It is. It's annoying because it's,
you get no break.
Yeah, it's a like 12 to 14-hour day in a row.
Right.
At that point.
Right.
But I saw Henry twice last week, right? So I'm in the morning once, and then in the afternoon.
And then Friday. Yeah.
So there you go. What?
I know, it's just like sad. What? You don't see him that much.
No, I don't see him at all. You know. But that's the deal we made when we decided to get him up at 6:30 in the morning. And no earlier.
Yep.
Maybe I'll see him during Daylight Savings Week, which is my week off. Whatever. Then we washed the cars today. Washed one of them yesterday, one of them today.
He enjoys that.
He does like that, yep. He tries to help. Yep. And yeah, that was it. I had some eggnog yesterday. Really, it's Christmas over here already, guys.
We've skipped over Halloween and Thanksgiving. We've gone straight to Christmas.
I mean, I'm skipping over both on purpose. First of all, I don't really even... Not a Halloween guy.
Yeah.
I like the fall. Mm-hmm. You know, I like the signification of the fall. And then Thanksgiving is great, but on a year when we're not going anywhere, nor can anyone come here, I'm like, let's fucking just jump to Christmas.
It is kind of a bummer.
Tried to get a Christmas tree going this weekend, but Costco's hours didn't agree with us. So.
I mean, we could go this afternoon.
You're going to the park.
I was going to, but like we could go to Costco instead.
I want to go to Costco in the middle of the afternoon.
Okay.
It's a terrible time. You should go to Target to get my prescription. Thanks.
Okay. No, you need to go to Target yourself to get a flu shot.
You should go to Target to get my flu shot.
I cannot do that.
I think you can.
No.
I'm not going to go get a flu shot at Target.
You said you were going to get one this weekend.
Yeah, but we didn't say at Target.
Where are you going to get it?
I don't know. I'll just get one on the lot.
You keep saying that, but you haven't gotten it.
Well, it's because they had the thing the one day, and then they didn't have the thing again after
okay,
that.
So you said you'd get it at CVS, and the CVS is inside Target.
I'm not going to do it there.
Why?
Because I'd have to go there.
Yeah, I'm not going.
To get my prescription?
Yeah, I'm not
going. You're very rude.
Well, I really want you to get a flu shot.
I'll get one. Don't worry about it.
You keep saying that, but you have not.
Why do I need a flu shot when you're the one who gets sick all the time?
Everyone needs a flu shot. We're in a pandemic.
You're a pandemic.
Yes, I am.
You are.
Yep.
She's a pandemic, everyone.
I'm a pandemic.
We should shut it down.
Yep.
No, everyone put a mask on.
I'm on lockdown.
You might catch Dory.
Yep.
Ugh. The worst.
Yeah, it's the worst.
You're the worst pandemic there ever was.
Yep.
Because you make me go to Target.
I know, I'm the worst.
I don't want to go to Target. What if I catch COVID at the Target and then die because I was getting a flu shot?
You won't.
Oh, I won't catch COVID at all at Target.
No, you won't.
It was perfectly fine.
Yes.
You know I don't go anywhere.
I know you don't.
One of us takes it seriously. The other is Dory. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Are you ready to get active? Well, think Bombas, the better basics that take sweat wicking, blister preventing, friction-free movement seriously. Look, they finally admitted it. It's in the ad copy. Golfing is among the activities that Bombas is proud to be a part of. And nearly every time I golf, Bombas socks are a part of my golf game. In fact,
same for today, tennis. Same for tennis, oh, Matt.
I had to wear the high ones today because it was 37 degrees.
Wow. I bet you loved those soft, breathable materials.
I loved literally everything about them, including their fun bluish green color. Look, nice. I've been talking about Bombas forever, guys. Socks, underwear, t-shirts are the number one, two, and three most requested items in homeless shelters. And that's why for every comfy item you purchase, Bombas donates another comfy item to someone experiencing homelessness. Performance socks are made with technically advanced features like proprietary hex tech. Oh, that makes sense now that the hex is stitched in there. Mm-hmm. Oh, it incorporates sweat wicking.
The light bulb's
yarns.
Going off.
Supportive strategic zone cushioning, built-in ventilation to increase airflow. Bombas are a gym bag staple that are made to last and a golf bag staple. And if they experience any wear or tear, Bombas will replace them for life. I didn't know that.
Wow.
Hold the phone.
Wow.
But I was like, I got to get some socks replaced. And then I realized none of them are in need of replacement. Their performance socks are very colorful and comfortable, and you'll want to wear them even when you're not working out or hitting the links. No matter how you like to get active, Bombas has something for you. Gripper socks to help you stay balanced in Pilates and bar, or Dory's dad, whose favorite thing is socks that have grippers on the bottom. Left, right foot contoured running socks give you a perfect fit that won't slide in your shoe. Merino wool socks keep you comfy and supported all day while on the course, baby. Bombas has a 100% happiness guarantee. That means you're covered for life. Reach out anytime. Their happiness team will help facilitate easy returns, exchanges, or replacements. Go to bombas.com/adventure. Use the code adventure for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/adventure and use the code adventure at checkout. Hey, everyone, we're back. We just discussed the meaning of weekends. And I said the weekend's on Friday. Don't forget to email us at mattanddory@gmail.com or doryandmatt@gmail.com.
Listen, all of you people who message me after the podcast goes up to say that I'm a saint for putting up with Matt, I appreciate you. Keep those messages coming.
Everyone who messages me, I don't get them. I don't go on social media. Do people say that?
Yeah.
That's horrible. Whatever.
You're a lot.
You're... Ay, ay, ay. Guys, we've had plenty of arguments that Dory's made me cut because she looks like a monster. So, me, I don't care. I put up whatever the hell they want. So, let's just think about that for a second.
Okay.
Continue, Dory Shafrir.
Thinking about it.
Birthday queen of the United States of America. Go ahead.
No, it's fine.
No, it's fine. You're a saint.
It's not that I'm a saint. It's that like
Saint Gloire.
It's that
continue.
When you do things like refuse to get a flu shot, it's very frustrating.
I don't refuse to get a flu shot. That's not at all what's happening. I usually get my flu shot before you.
Well, you haven't gotten it.
It's not like I'm not going to get a flu shot.
You kind of just said you weren't going to get one.
No, I said I wasn't going to go to Target today.
No, you said, why do I even need a flu shot?
I don't go anywhere. I'm still going to get one. Hi. What is wrong with you?
I'm just trying to protect you and you our family.
Tell them about the dream you had where you were at the park without your mask.
That's a funny dream. I was at the park with Henry, and I take my mask down for a second. I don't know why. Get a drink of water or something.
For some reason, there she didn't have to obviously take off her mask.
And I look up and I see Matt like across the park with like a telephoto lens taking a picture of me with my mask down. And then he's like, I knew it!
Yeah. Yeah. So if anyone's like curious about what her psyche is, obviously she feels a little guilty about her lax COVID-ness.
I am really cautious.
I'm more cautious.
Okay, fine.
The COVIDs are real.
I agree.
Okay, I'm just saying.
You know what? I honestly feel like I cannot win because...
You're a winner in my heart.
You
always win.
On one side, I have you being like, you're not careful enough. You're not careful enough. I'm so careful. I'm the most careful.
Yes.
Blah, blah, blah. Then on the other side, whenever I would talk about this on Forever 35, I would get people messaging us being like, Dorit, you're so judgmental about like COVID stuff. Like,
what do you mean?
That I would be like, I don't feel comfortable like leaving. Like there was a while where I didn't leave the house.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't feel comfortable leaving the house. And people would be like, you're so judgmental. Like,
how does you not being comfortable leaving the house make you judgmental?
I mean, I think it was a projection of them feeling guilty about what they were doing. And so they called me judgmental.
Okay. That's very different.
And then I had other people being like, you know, you have a family. And for those of us who are single and we're like trapped in our houses, like, you know, you need to be sympathetic to that. And like, and all this stuff. And I was like, I am. Like, I just, and I was like, I'm saying what I feel comfortable with. Like, this is me. This is not like.
And also by like not leaving, you're also not putting anyone else at risk.
Right. Like, I don't know. It was just so weird. And then I was like, okay, great. I can't win. So.
I think you can.
How?
Go to Target to get my prescription. Mm-hmm. And then I'll get a flu shot.
When?
And then you're a winner.
When and where?
I told you, by the week's end. Oh, you're a saint. You put up with that. Duh. Just get it done, everybody out there. Hi.
You also need to vote.
I'm a voter.
You haven't voted yet.
It's also October still.
I know, but it's a very long ballot.
I don't mind a long ballot.
Okay.
Nor do I mind a long line to exercise my civil duty.
Okay.
To once again write in Hillary Clinton.
So wait, let me get this straight. You feel comfortable going to vote in person, but you don't feel comfortable going to Target.
If I have to risk my life for the liberties of America and its democracy, that's one thing.
But
to risk my life for a flu shot.
But they've made it super easy to not have to vote in person. There's these ballot boxes all over the city.
How do you know you're not putting one in the RNC's ballot box?
Because I know where the official ones are and I know what they look like. And also...
What if I dump mine in a fake box?
Well, I can drop it for you in the box that I dropped mine in, and I already got the notification saying it had been received and counted.
I was going to drop mine in this box that said, Make America Great Again.
That's the right
2020.
Box. Yep, that's the right one. That's the one I dropped mine in.
Lock her up.
Yep.
But his emails. That's the box I put it in, right? My vote's going to count.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because there are some emails, apparently, about somebody's emailing the Ukraine. Meanwhile, America has now co-signed a no right to abortion with Uganda, the Republic of something, another fake island. And we're doing great, everybody.
All right. Enough about us.
But an email.
Enough about us. We're boring everyone.
Oh, I don't think we're boring anyone. Except most of the audience. Continue.
I'm going to read some emails.
413-461-BABY is the phone number.
Or you can email us voice memos, which I feel like more and more people are doing every week, which is great. All right. This first email is from Anonymous. Hi, Dory, Matt, Henry, and Beau. I'm looking for sage advice from you all and or the Egghead community. I listen to you all regularly. Crossover from Forever 35, not because we have fertility issues, but because our daughter and Henry are the same age, and I love following along with his shenanigans and milestones. But I'm writing on behalf of a friend. I live on the East Coast and her on the West. She and her husband have had unexplainable fertility issues for years and many pregnancy losses. They have tried IUI unsuccessfully and we're hoping to try IVF soon. But she just experienced pregnancy loss back to back to back. I've sent flowers before after a loss and I'm always there to listen to her vent via text or Zoom, but I feel helpless. What can I do to support her? We live far apart, as I said, so that's a factor in the equation. Thank you for any insight you can provide. Sincerely, Anonymous in Washington, D.C., in 1,890 square feet with a husband and toddling toddler.
Back to back to back.
That sucks.
How long between? No, I know it doesn't say. I'm just curious out loud.
I mean, back to back to back implies like pretty quickly one after the other, I guess. I don't know. That sounds really hard.
That sounds like something's afoot in the baby oven. Is that what we'll call it?
Yep, that's the medical term. Baby oven.
No, but it sounds like there's some underlying issue here.
I know, but that wasn't her question.
No, I'm diagnosing it. I'm now a doctor, everybody. Don't forget your flu shots if they're convenient. I mean, I don't even know what to do.
Listen, Anonymous, I feel like you are being really supportive. And I understand feeling helpless in this situation, but like ultimately it is one that is out of your control. It's not one that you can fix. And all that you can do is be there for her and listen to her and just, you know, be her shoulder to cry on or not. If she doesn't want to talk, like that's fine too. I think just telling her, checking in with her, telling her that you're there if she wants to talk, sending her texts that are like, no need to respond. I'm just, you know, I'm thinking of you. Those were always, I always appreciated messages like that. So just some suggestions. I think flowers is really sweet. Maybe like a pampering, some sort of like spa pampering gift or something to just like have her focus on her own self-care.
Maybe a nice candle she could leave on overnight.
Yeah, maybe like the candle that you got your husband for your anniversary. That
I mean, you should have walked in and be like, oh, he was using it.
I was, and then I was like, oh, he left it on, and it totally burned down.
All night.
And we could have burned the house down, and the candle's gone.
We couldn't have burned it. I'm using it right now. What do you mean it's gone? It's right here.
Okay.
It's pretty useless at this point.
Anonymous, it sounds like you're a really good friend, so thank you for reaching out about this.
And being a friend.
Yeah. All right, let's move on.
You would see the biggest gift would be from me.
And the card attached would say,
sorry you lost the baby.
Wow.
Bum, bum. Not laughing at me, laughing at Dory's reaction to her idiot husband for saying awful things.
Wow.
But writing a pretty good song parody.
Okay.
And all right, we've lost most listeners. Continue.
This is from Jess. Hey, Matt and Dory. Okay, I'm definitely projecting myself onto your situation, so take this with a grain of salt. I am a saint.
I don't know why that makes me laugh so hard. It's pretty funny to me. I don't know. I'm sorry, everyone. You got to have some. I got to go. Get a flu shot. I'll see you later, everybody.
All right. Okay. I do not deal with regrets well. So if I were in your situation, I would need to do another retrieval to try for a second child. I think that all of Matt's concerns can be overcome. The money / time for bonding will be figured out. Kids have wonderful relationships with their parents who have less time and money than you do. The fact that you're mindful of it means that you're an amazing father, in my humble opinion. I know Matt is trying to wait out Dory, but I don't think she's going to change her mind before biology says it's too late. Even though Dory's eggs look great right now, the fact is that there is a ticking clock, and I'm afraid of how you both will feel when you can't do another retrieval, even if you wanted to. So I say go all out for one more retrieval and see what happens, or maybe at least freeze some eggs or something. Thanks for all you do for us, Jess, in 2,000 square feet in Minnesota with a husband, Miracle Science 1-year-old, and Golden Retriever.
Jess seems to be content with one Miracle Science baby and a Golden Retriever.
Jess doesn't say one way or the other.
No, I got the tone from the email.
Okay.
It all came through there.
Oh, really?
Because they have a Golden Retriever.
Oh, I see.
Should we just get a Golden Retriever?
I think Bo would feel threatened.
I think Bo would love it.
You do?
Yeah, a puppy Golden Retriever that Bo raises.
Oh, no. Bo would raise it to be like Bo.
Yep. And it'd be so much fun. Think about it.
No.
You'd be like, well, Bo never had a dog to grow up with.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now we can get him one.
Mm.
A Golden Retriever.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard to get dogs right now.
And then Henry can ride them both.
Yeah, Bo would love that.
Like some sort of chariot.
Mm.
They'll pull a chariot of some sort of wagon for Henry.
Mm-hmm.
And he'll ride it up and down the driveway looking for poop.
Mm. Beep, beep, beep.
That's what he says.
That's what he says when he sees poop.
Yes, it's hard to get dogs right now, thank God.
Yeah.
A lot of them have been adopted.
That's true.
It's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
And some people are still going to breeders.
Yep.
But you know what? There's no puppies or dogs available at your local kennel. Then okay. Otherwise, I'd be very upset with you.
Mm.
Let us continue.
Okay. We have a voicemail.
Hi, Matt, Dory, Henry, and Bo. This is Jenna from North Carolina. The one who is originally from Kalamazoo, birthplace of Gibson guitars. So I am chuckling a little to myself because I haven't been a weekly listener over the pandemic because I've been on maternity leave and so not in the car or really able to listen to podcasts. But I've been keeping up as best I can. And a few weeks ago when Matt was still on hiatus, he made a joke that he wishes that he was listening and could just jump ahead to the next weekend to hear how his first week back went. He was having a lot of anxiety and stress about going back to work. And I was one of those people who could jump right ahead to the next week's podcast. And Matt, you did great. You got right back into work and everything was fine. And I just want to draw a parallel between your anxiety about having a second kid. You know, I wrote in earlier this summer that my husband also had a lot of anxiety about having our second child.
Audience pressured into having another child.
And, you know, it's just not as bad as you think it's going to be. It's in fact, all the things that Dory imagines. It's wonderful.
Boy, who picks these voicemails and emails? And to
see both kids interact.
Oh, I know.
And the older the baby gets, you know, the more they're going to be able to play together and have that relationship. And the other thing is, it's so nice to have a second kid because all of those lessons you learned with the first one, you get to apply. You're so much more confident. It doesn't mean it's easy. It's not easy. And you know that anyone who knows parenting knows that it's not easy. But the second time it's just different and it's very rewarding. And I just thought it was an interesting parallel listening to you this week be so anxious about the thought of having a second child. Was very similar to how anxious you were feeling about going back to work. And everything went fine and you're doing it. And, you know, another thing about talking to little Matt and what does little Matt need or want, you know, you are a high-level producer on a major sitcom, and that was one of your dreams was to write sitcoms, and you're doing it. And so you have so much to be proud of and grateful for, and it's just been such a pleasure to listen to the two of you and to kind of get to know you through your podcast. And thank you for both for continuing to share your story. And I wish you all the best. And I'm right here cheering you on whether you have another child or not. I mean, honestly, either way, everything's going to be wonderful and everything's going to be great. So thanks again for all you do. Again, this is Jenna from North Carolina. I live in about 2,500 square feet with two science babies now and a husband and a cranky old cat. Take care. Be well.
Thank you for the voicemail.
Do you have any thoughts?
Well, week two was really the hard week when we shot that airplane episode. Really, it wasn't. It should have been. That's the one I should have been worried about. Granted, it was because that was what we were gonna shoot first. But you know, that's all done and gone. And do I have any regrets? Yes. I regret that I told everybody that I had regrets. What is happening here? Is this what people are emailing about this week?
Yes.
Is this what was last week's about? Did we?
We talked about it.
Was this on the podcast last week?
Yes, it was on the podcast.
Or is this somehow just creeping in?
No.
I wish I remembered what last week's episode was.
We talked about it. I got kind of sad.
You got sad?
Yeah.
When?
On the podcast.
I gotcha. Okay.
So I think people are responding to that.
Oh, okay. You're a saint. You know,
I know.
Just the way you put up with him.
Look, it's hard to be me.
It's the messages. That's all the messages you get.
Yeah,
you're just such a saint.
Yeah.
Anyway, what?
Look, maybe you should look within.
I did.
What'd you find? Anything?
I found a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah,
so much stuff.
Okay. All right, well, let's take a break.
I haven't even brought this up in therapy yet.
You have too much else to discuss?
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll be right back.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Okay, we're back, everybody. And in case you're wondering, I did go to Target.
You did.
I dragged everybody to Target.
Yep. I didn't realize that the
long break
crux of the issue was that you don't want to go by yourself. But I think that's so interesting because you're okay with sending me by myself, but well, you don't want to go by yourself.
You're like into it, you know? You're into going to Target.
Mm.
It's like a thing you like to do.
You know,
I used to like to do it.
You did. You used to really like to grocery shop,
too. It was my favorite thing to do. And then coronas.
Yeah. The irony of it all is that they were out of flu shots.
And isn't it ironic?
Don't you think?
A little too ironic.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, I really do think.
Yes, we went to Target. Matt got his meds. No flu shot.
No flu shot. And he said he was FedExing it. They were being FedExed in, you know.
Oh.
The resupply.
We're not
supposed
to be
there tomorrow. And he said, but it's FedEx, so, you know.
FedEx has really sucked lately.
Hey, look, they're going through a lot.
Yeah, I know. But, like, stuff of mine has gotten lost. Stuff of mine has gotten so delayed. And then even, like, the regular stuff, it takes, like, I know we're in a pandemic. I'm not complaining. I'm just like...
Sounds like you are saying that they suck.
It's just fascinating. UPS, I find so much better. Postal service, I find so much better.
Yeah, FedEx has... I've had the most problems with FedEx.
Same.
In my life.
Same.
They lost a guitar once.
Their ground takes so long.
I agree with that. Maybe they need more hubs.
Maybe. I don't know what it is, but UPS had... Like, I would send something... UPS way before I would send something to
UPS
FedEx.
I find to be so much more efficient.
Yeah, and also I like our UPS guy.
Our UPS guy's a good guy.
Yep.
Our FedEx person changes constantly.
I was just going to say that. Yeah. I think that's interesting. Whereas we've had the same UPS guy for years. He was at our old
for
house,
5 years, yeah. Because we've been in, you know, we moved in the same neighborhood.
Which makes me think UPS treats their drivers better.
UPS is like the third largest employer in the United States.
Wow.
Well, it's like Walmart, McDonald's, UPS, something like that.
Hmm. Well, it shows. I think the head of FedEx is also a big Trump supporter.
But do you have any evidence that you just can't spout stuff on a podcast with you can't just go on a whim.
Okay, hold
and
on.
Go, you know, pretty sure that guy likes the worst guy. No, she's looking it up. She's looking it up. Well, why wouldn't Trump put him in charge of the United States Postal Service?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're going to have an evil millionaire plan, that'd be the one to do.
That's true. He's a longtime Republican supporter, but it looks like he's mixed on Trump.
So I
take it back.
Thank you. Hi, I'm Matt, and I like facts.
Thank you, facts. Thank you, facts.
Fake news.
One thing that I do want to say before we go to the
next... Yeah,
there
was a time where, like, you know... You just, they were like semi moderate Republicans. It's a good time.
Bill Weld.
No longer a Republican. He's a libertarian now.
Yep.
Bill Weld. Romney brought health care to Massachusetts.
I know. And now that he's a senator from Utah, he's so much more conservative.
Well, he's a senator from Utah.
I know.
So. I mean, what are you going to do? They can't even have caffeine over there.
That's true. I was just going to say, I think we should, like, put a moratorium on listeners weighing in on the second child debate.
But not listeners weighing in. From now on, after your square footage, I'd like to know how much you weigh. We can lose the where you're from. I just want square footage, how much you weigh, and how many hot dogs you've had in the past year.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yeah, I think we're just going to kind of discuss this amongst ourselves and not open it up to
the
peanut gallery.
It'll be open up to the peanut gallery soon enough.
But for now, we're going to just...
For now, we're just going to all go to Target together.
We're just going to go to Target together. Exactly.
You know, Target loves Trump.
Do they?
That's a made-up thing that I just made up. But, someone's going to hear that and go... And also, I don't know. Whatever.
Oh, boy. Okay. Let's hear another email.
How?
I'm going to read it. Okay. This is from Irina. She says, "Hi, Matt and Dory. I wanted to send a reply to the woman who is concerned that her friend is going to experience postpartum depression, and in particular, your advice about not taking on another's burden or anticipate a situation that hasn't happened yet. I have to say that I wholeheartedly disagree."
Yes.
"I think it's incredibly thoughtful and sweet that this woman is concerned for her friend, and I think there is something she can do, which is something that I did when I was struggling with a very intense amount of pregnancy anxiety."
Bow or something?
No.
Or the baby? What am I hearing?
The baby's sound asleep.
Okay.
With his butt in the air.
Typical Henry.
Yep.
I do hear Bow.
Yeah, Bow is whining.
Let's bring Bow in. How'd he get out, first of all?
I don't know. Are we hearing him from the house?
Oh, yeah, because the airing out the house.
Yes.
I knew I heard of something. I'm going to be a pretty good dad someday. I have pretty good hearing through headphones. He's probably like, "Why would you guys abandon me in the house? Henry's asleep. There's nothing for me to do here. I've eaten all the food." Hi, Bo. Sorry, Bo. Your dad heard you.
He was standing at the window.
Yeah, no, I
whining
mean,
out the window.
I heard him.
I know.
And I was like,
I didn't hear him till you said it.
That's
and
a
then
baby
like,
or a dog.
It was not a baby.
It is a big baby.
It is a very big baby. He's such a baby. He's like, whoa, guys.
Now he's laying down in here. So different than what he was doing in there.
Okay.
All right, back to disagreeing.
Back to disagreeing. I think there is something she can do, which is something that I did when I was struggling with a very intense amount of pregnancy anxiety and afraid that it would continue and get worse or even lead to postpartum depression after I gave birth. Now, I do recommend that the pregnant woman see a therapist, and in particular, one who specializes in perinatal mood disorders.
Perinatal?
That means...
all the natals?
I thought it meant, like, while you were pregnant. Am I making that up?
Wouldn't that just be natal?
Relating to the time, usually a number... Oh, okay. I did not know this definition. Is... usually a number of weeks immediately before and after birth.
Gotcha.
All right.
Like a perennial flower, but natal.
Yep. Okay. But what my therapist advised me that was extremely helpful is that I put together a postpartum care plan with my husband and loved ones in order to get ahead of the problem. This plan involved choosing a few people who I would designate as points of contact who could talk to me non-judgmentally about what was going on with me. These people also took the time to educate themselves about postpartum anxiety and depression symptoms because the truth is most women suffer in silence after giving birth and may not even know that what they're feeling is not normal and needs to be treated. These friends and my husband basically had all of the same knowledge that I did about postpartum anxiety and depression, but I also empowered them to take emotional temperature checks on me and call me out should I start to exhibit symptoms and not recognize it myself, which is common. Formulating this plan at the advice of my therapist really helped me get ahead of the problem, and I think it was absolutely instrumental in my postpartum mental health. We also included other things in this postpartum plan, such as my husband making sure to take the baby so I could nap once a day after he got home from work, or him changing the baby in the morning before work so I could shower every day. But really, having him and a few friends to depend on should my perinatal mood disorder get worse was extremely helpful. A lot of moms suffer through postpartum depression in silence and don't know that they can and should get help. So having a few people who can understand what you're going through and gently nudge you or push you, if that's what you need, in the direction of a medical professional can be extremely helpful. I hope the woman is able to talk to her friend and perhaps formulate some sort of similar support plan. I read the other day that there has been a 148% increase in anxiety rates in new or expectant moms during the COVID-19 pandemic. So any little bit of extra
seems
support,
low, honestly,
that's true, that anyone can offer to us moms going through the difficulty of having a baby in a pandemic is extremely appreciated. All my best to her and all other pregnant and fellow new moms. Irina in Florida, living in an 1,100 square foot duplex with a husband, 6-month-old baby boy born at the end of March who's barely met anyone, an energetic border collie, a queen of the household kitty, and a brand new Sweetest Pie kitten whose fuzzy snuggles are really helping my continued anxiety.
But did you weigh in?
Well, she didn't know she had to weigh in.
Oh, okay.
Guys, please don't weigh in. We don't need to know how much you weigh. But speaking of weight, I'm not going to segue quite. That is my segue. But Irina, I just want to say thank you for this email and for gently checking us on our...
Yeah.
Advice.
Thank you.
I like that she had a care plan.
I'd like a care plan for just my day-to-day life.
I mean, I feel like people have tried.
Who has?
I have.
You tried to make a care plan?
Yeah.
Who's my point of contact?
Me?
You don't count. You're always busy.
Bo?
I get home and you're like, I gotta record with Kate. I'm just trying to make dinner really quickly. I'm like, okay. I have to record anyway. And I go out here and I record a podcast. I guess Andy's my point of contact.
Wow.
And I just talk about Star Trek.
Do you feel neglected?
No. I feel over-glected. Thank you.
You feel re-glected?
I feel re-glected. I feel glected.
We're actually not, we're going to stop recording at night, actually.
Who is?
Kate and me.
Why?
Kate and I. because of her schedule.
Your schedule. Her schedule got better during the day?
Yeah, a little bit.
All right. Well, there you go.
So I won't be saying that anymore.
Now I will feel bad that I have to record at night. Way to fucking go, Kate.
Great. See? I can't win.
What am I going to record during the day? No, I can't. I'm busy from 7 a.m. to 7 p.m.
All right. Let's move on to the bake-off
Maybe
portion.
I could like, get Andy to like wake up at 4 a.m.
You will
crank
do,
one
no,
out.
No, I don't want you to wake up at 4.
What if I got Andy to wake up at 4?
No.
And then we did the podcast and then I went to work.
No.
Remember when I was doing...
That is the worst
after
idea.
...After Trek and we would... do have to do this podcast at like 8 a.m. on Wednesdays or
yes,
something.
Yes, I do.
I miss those times. What if we did 20 minutes a day for 3 days?
Sure.
Every morning at whatever, 5:10, 5:15. And then you went and took another nap and then Henry got up. Sounds good, right?
I mean, if you really want to do that, I would actually do that. But think about it. Do you really want to do
that? I'm going to think about it.
Okay. We could also try it. For a week, see how it goes.
I'll think about it. I guess it would have to be, first of all, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are out because of
COVID
tests. So
Tuesday and Friday?
I need 3 days. No, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'm sorry, are out. So Tuesday, Thursday, we could maybe work that out.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem is, like, we're recording today on Sunday.
Yeah.
And by Tuesday... Are we going to have enough to talk about?
Oh, so much. We only have to talk about really one segment.
Yeah, but I mean, probably won't have gotten enough emails by then.
Sounds like someone's just trying to not have to do a
No, I'm actually not.
At the butt crack of dawn.
I don't care. I'm just, I'm more.
Oh, now you don't care?
No, I do care. Me I'm more too. Concerned about the material. I want it to be up to snuff for our listeners.
Well, I mean, our level of snuff is very low.
Is it?
Yeah, I don't think people expect much from this.
Oh. Okay.
Because if they do, they've been disappointed for many, many, many years.
Oh, that's true. Okay. So I'm going to bring out the segue I was trying to do before, which is speaking...
Okay, so you're going to get a segue.
Speaking of weighing in...
That'd be so funny.
If I got a segue?
She literally walked out of the shed and came back in with a segue.
This is how I told you?
That'd be really funny.
That I got a segue.
I wouldn't hate a segue right now. You know, in COVID times.
Yeah. Do people still buy Segways? Are those things, do they, like, can you buy a Segway?
I don't know. I know that the Segway inventor died on a Segway.
Oh, that's so dark.
Off a cliff.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
But I don't know if you can buy a Segway anymore.
Weren't they like $5,000 or something?
Yeah, they were exorbitant. I remember that. Maybe that's why they failed. I just don't think the world was ready for the
I was just going to say, I actually think they were, like, in all seriousness, I think they were ahead of their time.
Well, they were. They were supposed to be, like, the new invention of the millennium.
And, like, now we just have the stupid scooters and the little bikes everywhere.
I think they still exist completely as a way to tour cities.
Oh, interesting.
In parts of tour groups, you know?
So,
whoa, the Segway moped is out, the C80.
The first ever smart moped-style electric bike by Segway.
Moped-style electric bike, what does that mean? And why are they on Indiegogo?
That's so weird.
And why have they gotten all their backers with 4 days left? Oh, I see. I could go ahead and support them for $6,000. And I will get a bike.
It's basically they're selling pre-orders.
I'll get 3 bikes. Well, that's interesting though. This idea of the moped, top speed of 20 miles an hour and a 52.8 mile range. So it is in the bike category. But it's definitely
but it looks
a moped.
Like a moped.
It's definitely a moped. I don't even are there pedals on it? I bet there are. Wow, Segway, you've really done it.
All right. Well, I'm glad we took this detour.
But at 20 miles an hour, I still couldn't get... Let's see. Okay, so... Oh, also security people.
Oh, yeah, totally.
pop those around.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. The Segway 2 SE.
Look at those tires.
That is beefy.
Yeah. Rugged tires.
That's a beefy boy.
Where do you even buy them?
Oh, I mean, you find a dealer. Watch this. Ready? I'm going to find a dealer, guys. Let's see. 900.
Okay, you don't have to say what our
900. Guess the rest, everybody. I can go to Segway Los Angeles on Ocean Ave in Santa Monica.
Of course, there's one in Santa Monica.
Why wouldn't there be one in Santa Monica? Oh, there's a couple. I could go. No, there isn't a couple. Or is there? No. Wow. Guys, I think I'm going to email Jason at Segway.LA. should I get a Segway, everyone?
You already have an electric
bike. Oh, look, they make all these scooters and shit.
Oh, that's a cute scooter.
Yeah, but how does that not get stolen?
I don't know.
Segway has really turned into something, I'll tell you that much. Look at this. A Segway go-kart.
Wow.
I'm sorry I doubted you, Segway.
I mean, it looks kind of fun, actually.
What is this? The Segway 5?
Unicycle?
Whoa!
Oh, it's like a hoverboard.
Yeah, but like a thing for your middle knees. And it looks like a scared dad with a daughter who's like, Dad, don't be stupid. I love this. This woman just gets off of it with her skirt.
What is the thing with the dog?
That you can
let Segway S Plus carry your stuff. Oh, so the dog went shopping for them and put everything in the Segway.
Let me see how much this costs. I'm gonna buy a Segway Plus. Let's see what it costs. What's the damage going to be, everybody? Oh, $850.
It's like both a lot and not a lot.
Can I just buy Segways on the internet? No. Wait. I have to go to a Segway dealer for the actual Segway.
No, it says add to cart.
No, this is not. I don't count that as an actual Segway.
Oh, I see. All right.
This is an advanced personal robot with mobile AI. That seems terrifying. Huh. Oh, so it'll just follow along? I'll be like, come on, we're going, robot.
But like, what are you on? Are you on your Segway?
I think you're walking.
Oh, so it's like those Postmates robot things.
Yes. Oh, what? Segway makes rollerblades?
Oh, they look wild.
The Segway Drift W1. Self-balancing electric skates. What's the mileage? What kind of mileage can I get on that?
Stylish RGB lighting.
Guys, I've learned a lot about Segway today. What if I just bought... Does Segway make bicycles?
They make
a dirt e-bike and kids e-bike. Look at that e-bike.
Can we move on from the Segway
I'm
portion?
I'm busy. Segway dirt e-bike. What is the speed? 31.1. That puts it in the... it's above tier 3.
Well, it looks like people aren't supposed to ride it like on the street. It's for off-roading.
Yeah, for now.
Oh.
Okay. Anyway, I've learned a lot about Segway. Back to the British Bake Off. Back to Dory's Segway about Segways.
Well, my Segway was, speaking of weighing in.
You weigh the flour.
We heard from Laura, who writes, "Hi, Matt and Dory. It's been a little while since I checked in, since 2018, she says. I corresponded about struggling with weight loss. I have since had gastric bypass and have lost 325 pounds.
You've lost me.
I am currently recovering from skin removal surgery. I will always and forever deal with my eating disorder, and I decided to write in because Matt joked that Dory's solution to everything is therapy. I'm paraphrasing. And she's 100% right. I've heard of Bake Off before but never watched it. Your conversations about it drove me to binge it, and I am hooked. Please discuss it more. I need to find a dedicated Bake Off pod. Lastly, the square footage aspect of the voicemail / emails cracked me up. I'm amazed that people know this.
I'm amazed that people still keep doing it.
I inherited my childhood home after my mom passed, and all I know is it's a 4-bedroom, 1-bath house with too much yard. Hope all is well. Laura in Pennsylvania with a 7-year-old floofy chiweenie.
Laura, congratulations.
Yeah, that's amazing. Major.
Good on you. And back to...
Guess what? My space bar works.
Okay, back to Dory's space bar.
Laura, that's amazing. Congratulations, and thank you for updating us. When you said you hadn't written in since 2018, I went back and looked at what you had emailed us. And it sounds like you're in a much better place than you had been. So I'm happy for you.
Hear, hear. What would you like to know about Bake Off? It's the worst class of bakers I've ever seen. They couldn't make eclairs. That was a disaster.
So we actually got some clarification on this.
Brownies and eclairs?
Well, okay. Maria, we got a few messages about Bake Off.
Okay.
This is from Maria. Hi, Dory and Matt. Until I watched this week's Pastry Week, I agreed with you that it seemed the bakers weren't as strong as previous years. I wondered if dedicating several weeks to living in a Great British Bake Off bubble would be a barrier to potential bakers, thus reducing the number to choose from. Didn't we just discuss this? That, like, yes. You know.
No, we didn't. I don't think we ever had a discussion about what the potential entry pool would be.
No, I think we did, because we said, like, who would be able to take all that time off to live in a bubble?
A lot of people in a pandemic when they're not
working. I guess
working.
So. But then I wondered how in the world the bakers were planning and practicing their bakes. And Google tells me they have only 2 days between episodes to practice in their bubble kitchen. In normal times, they have 5 days in their own space where everything and everyone is familiar. So I will now forgive them for most anything. In Pastry Week, there's nothing at all to forgive. They are all terrific, and I'm grateful for the joy they bring to our lives. With gratitude to
what?
You too.
Did you watch a different episode, Brooke?
Maria B.
Maria B.
Your instant hotel spoiler.
Maria, what are you talking about? All their pastry looked terrible.
No, that's not true.
All right.
I don't want to spoil anything.
A couple of cages look nice.
Yeah. The person who got Star Baker, I thought, did a good job. The person who was voted off. The person who was kicked off did not do a good job.
I don't even remember who was Star Baker. I honestly can't even think. Oh, I remember. I think.
It was someone. Well, no, I won't.
No,
I'm not going to say anything. Okay.
But, like, I mean, they all couldn't make a shoe pastry? That was so weird to me.
That was a little weird, I admit. Yeah, their eclairs were not impressive. But their.
What was the first thing they had to bake? A tart? No, that was the pasties.
The pasties.
Oh, sure. Yeah. And they just, some people didn't crimp it.
Yeah.
Those all looked not great.
Correct.
Look.
All right.
Weak class.
Here's a voice memo about Bake Off.
Hi, this is Katie from Atlanta calling in for the Bake Off portion of the podcast. I was listening to you guys talk about how you think that maybe this is just a really bad batch of bakers. And I was talking about this with my brother over the weekend, and I have a feeling it is less about the bakers and more about the environment that they're in, because they're all quarantined together. And I'm not quite sure how, like, the practice situation, like, is. I'm assuming they got told ahead of time when they were still at home what all the challenges were so that they could, like, plan and prep. But how are they practicing in their bubble? And, like, if they're, you know, not practicing well, maybe it's playing with their confidence. Like, I think it's more to do about the situation than the bakers themselves. I think both marks are pretty good. So, you know, like, I have no idea. So, I don't know. It could literally be, like, the worst bakers in all of the United Kingdom, and I would still watch because it just brings me so much joy. So, just wanted to call in and let you guys know that. As always, love the show. Love what you guys do. And if you started a Bake Off podcast, I'd probably listen to that. So, have a good one. Bye.
Katie followed up to say, also, no way the brief for the brownie challenge didn't include something about decoration or topping. Otherwise, why would they all do it? I can't remember ever eating a decorated brownie.
I don't know why they all would do it. But like they said even on the show that if anyone had just made a regular brownie, they'd probably have won.
Yeah. It's very weird. All right. Well, thank you all for weighing in on this. We do have one more important voicemail that we need to address. Here we go.
Oh, boy.
Hello, this is Christian, the sun-dried tomato and basil wheat thin defender.
Boo.
I have to say, they are
boo.
By far the best wheat thins.
Get out of here.
I love wheat thins. The only thing is I wish there was more than one serving per box.
Ha. So good.
Thank you.
Good wheat thin humor. Good.
Wow.
Good wheat thin humor.
Wow. Wheat thin humor.
I booed him and then I enjoyed the...
Have you even tried the sun-dried tomato ones?
Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, okay. It's a disaster.
Mm. I mean, it sounds disgusting.
I'm not looking for wheat thins to be their own snack. I'm looking for them to be the conveyance
a
for
vehicle.
Other things.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mostly cheese.
100% mostly sharp cheddar cheese.
Yep.
Sharper the better.
But thank not you. Extra sharp.
Well, it depends. I don't want extra sharp orange.
I see.
I'll have an extra sharp white.
Gotcha.
An extra sharp white.
Yeah, that slipped out.
From Vermont.
All right.
I'd
well,
like a Cabot. I'd like a wheel of Cabot extra sharp. If someone wants to send me a Cabot in Vermont, they make the best cheddar. Just send me some white cheddar.
All right, everyone.
Just don't FedEx it.
Yeah, don't FedEx it. Thank you all for listening.
Thank you all for supporting Segways.
For supporting Segways. We're going to thank our Patreon supporters. You can also become a Patreon supporter at patreon.com/excellentadventure. We record two bonus episodes every month. And we also read the names of our $5 and above supporters. There's also a massive back catalog of Patreon episodes. So if you have run out of our regular show,
then run into those.
Yep.
So thanks to everybody. If you're at the $5 level or above, you get your name read on the podcast each month.
I said that.
Thank you. I'm just saying it because I just pulled the email up.
Oh,
so obviously, thanks to the following people. Anonymous in Brooklyn.
Mary Myra.
Crescent Martin.
Elizabeth Kamani.
Marina Breed.
Nicola Hill.
Regan Parsons.
Bradley Johnson.
Lynn Nugent.
Claire Dealey.
Joanna Reinwald.
Kaylee Hendrickson.
Satish Palalamari.
Michelle Chudzinski.
Karen Perelman.
Sir Reginald Pennybottom.
Maria Bishop.
Jenny Fick.
Katie Lucy.
Eliza.
Wendy Fick.
Nancy Olson.
Christina.
Rob Bine.
Gita Drury.
Mara Fass.
Amanda Schramm.
Olga Zylstra.
Rebecca Dowson.
Mary Messick.
Kristen Anderson.
Lauren Schultz.
Carrie L.
Jane Ennis.
Tiffany Stevens.
Nicola Skidmore.
Laura Bennett.
Jennifer T. Brennan.
Christine Kelly.
Deanna McLean.
Melanie Braunbeck.
Samantha.
Brian Guskey.
Sarah Lauer.
Shauna Mandel.
Narantha Balagopal.
Rachel Kuzma.
And Danielle Nusaforo.
Thank you all so very much. We'll see you next week on The Bake Off.
Bye.
Bye.